please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
What an amazing sight to see the 46th President of the United States, Mr. Robinette Biden. Don't you just love the sound of that? Robinette. We got a Hussein and a Robinette. These names are amazing and almost as amazing as getting over 80 million votes, guys. 80 million votes and being able to then bring in a crowd of at least a few dozen people, which exclusively were celebrities and bureaucrats. I mean, talk about a man of the people. Check this video out that's playing in the background from Richie McGinnis from the Daily Caller. You know, I wrote that it's good to see D.C. is packed with supporters of the most popular president in history. The overflowing joy and universal reception of this president, guarded by 25,000 troops, armored vehicles, and miles of impenetrable walls is so beautiful. It is touching. It almost touches me in the spots that Joe Biden often seems to touch the people around him, which can be in some very precarious spaces. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we always provide you with the best graphics that America can offer you. And reminding you that right now, if you want to support this show diligently and support the truth, you can sign up for our best deal ever at blazetv.com/Elijah for $30 off. It supports all of our travel when I can travel again and continues to make this show possible as we're building a new studio. I'm really excited about it. I'm joined, as always, with the very lovely and amazing Savannah Hernandez, my producer, who has a less expensive camera now, so you don't look, you're not really HD anymore.
No, I feel like we match a little bit better this show.
Yeah, I mean, we both don't look that good.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Go to Blaze TV, subscribe, so that way, you know, we can get better cameras. We will eventually.
Yeah, and reminding you guys, too, that if you don't, if you're not able to get a subscription, that's totally cool. I don't require it. Madison doesn't require it. But if you right now want to find a free way that really supports us, remember, this is an audio-only podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Play Store, wherever you can. And please, right now, whatever you're doing, click that link in the description, or if you're listening, become a subscriber and leave a 5-star review. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps us out a lot. We can keep getting good set design like Madison, but we're going to jump into today's story. Let's look at this. So we got an aerial shot of the inauguration of the 46th president of the United States. Let's bring this on the screen. It is impressive. It is amazing. There are, let's count them. There are at least several people in attendance, and there are streets filled with armored vehicles and the military guarding the new president from the people that allegedly voted for him. And, you know, to be honest, guys, nothing makes me more excited other than a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to see this many Americans coming out in support for a president. It gives me hope for the country. I'm not going to lie, seeing this unification, Kamala Harris just tweeted out that America is in the spirit of unity, and damn, look at all the Americans unified. Savannah, doesn't this just perk you up a little bit this morning?
Oh, definitely. I love seeing all of the crowds that Biden attracts, the energy that he brings to America, the unity. You know, we were so divided and democracy was under attack, but thank God Joe Biden came on camera. Kamala's here. We have a woman of color in office.
Praise God.
She looks like me, Elijah. I looked in the screen and I said, Kamala, she looks like me.
Praise God. Madison is literally freaking out. She wants to be the next president. She's disabled as well, which gives her a couple extra points on the totem pole of discrimination and oppression that we know we all love, guys. But hey, let's accept the facts. This is where we are at. We're going to look at the fact. I got this tweet coming up from Alex. He's on Twitter, and he reminded us of how unified we've become. And it's fitting that the only people at the Biden inauguration are politicians, journalists, rich donors, and Hollywood elites. He would say the swamp is back. I would say America is back, baby. And as much as a lot of us are probably not in good spirits, I actually like the fact that sometimes when the swamp is back in, and let me explain, because at least when the globalists are in power, I can predict how they're going to destroy America in very systemic policies. And I look at them undoing the American exceptionalism, degrading our societies. But it's like under a populist movement like Trump, it's like they shut down the whole country, exaggerate deaths related to something, I don't know. They'll change the entire voting system, mandatory mail-in votings. I mean, they'll wreck the country, burn it down to the ground. I mean, that's a little more exciting. That's more than I bargained for. It's also what grew this audience to over like a million followers online. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. But before we jump into today's story, I just want to give you guys a huge reminder as we go into uncertain times, as a lot of you guys are probably in school or you're paying off student loans like I am. It's the best thing right now to refinance. All rates are at an all-time low. I want to tell you something called Scoremaster. It's this amazing algorithm that was invented that can help you to raise your score by up to 90 points. Now, to put this into perspective, if you go to scoremaster.com/offense right now, within just, I believe it's just 20 days or less, you can raise your score up to 61 points in your credit score. Now, what does that do for you? This allows you to, if you get a home loan, if you do this, you could save over $100,000 in interest over the history of your loan. And for me, I just got my score way up as well. I'm very excited about this. I just refinanced my student loans, got it down from 10.5% to amazing 4.5%. I might refinance again by just working on my credit. Anyway, go to scoremaster.com/offense right now. Take this time to up your credit score and get yourself the rates that you would need. If you need to fix your credit, now is the time. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. Please save yourself money and time. Click the links in the description. That's really awesome. Okay, so let's look at this. So let's jump into the story. We got Bo Erickson from CBS, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about Joe Biden's plan to destroy America. As he's already been in office for just a matter of minutes, some of you probably watched what turned out to be one of the most boring speeches of America. It was very quickly, we have breaking news that Trump supporters already were destroying Washington, D.C. in backlash because their fascist leader was taken down. Let's pull that footage up right now. This is very important, guys.
Watch out, watch out. Hey,
okay, let's pull the sound down on that for a second. I'm just kidding, guys. That's actually, if you watched our last episode, that's footage from 2017's inauguration where leftists and terrorists actually destroyed Washington, D.C. This was one of several times over the last 4 years. They've burned buildings to the ground and absolutely demolished the city. And it's so funny as we watch this, Savannah, you know, they talk about us destroying America and the horrors of the Capitol attack and things like this as if political violence and opposition to new leaders is something new. I mean, if it's new, what the hell has been happening for the last 4 years? I mean, this is actually even seems like a light version of the violence that we've been seeing.
Definitely. You know, I was reading an article this morning about who was attending Joe Biden's inauguration, and they were talking about all of the celebrities and, you know, Obama and Michelle, and they were saying, you know, they attended even though just last week, just a couple weeks ago, pro-Trump's deadly Capitol attack was happening right at that very place. So, you know, a lot of bravery from the politicians who today are surrounded by fencing, military members, guns, you know, the works.
But, yeah, the bravery to be surrounded by 25,000 troops. It is so brave, guys. But as I like to laugh, we have serious repercussions for this president that's coming in. I know you're really excited about some of these, Savannah. You told me this morning, you go, if there's anything on my list that I think could make the country better, definitely re-entering the Paris Climate Agreement is on them. Let's go through these 17, some of them in more detail later, ways that we're going to bring back the country. So number one, as we are surrounded by some of the largest and impenetrable temporary fences around the Capitol to protect the Congress and to protect the new president of the United States, they want to remove the border wall construction that's happening right here below us in Texas. And, you know, it's such an interesting contradiction where they think that fencing is enough to keep them safe, but we don't need to stay safe because this is a globalist plan to keep allowing more people into our country so that they can then naturalize them, which we're going to find out he's going to do to 11 million people actually in this country, and forever tip the voting in the favor of the Democrats. I mean, does this shock you as this is his first move?
Definitely not. I'm glad that you brought up that he wants to give citizenship to 11 million people. I wanted to bring up this tweet too and just really highlight that, you know, on top of stopping construction on that border wall, he's also just going to open up the borders to everyone, allow everyone to be a citizen. And we already have another caravan en route to America, so we can just expedite that whole process.
And, you know, I guess the pandemic is over, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to allow undocumented people, also called illegal. And as I brought up in the last podcast, you might realize that as we are lamenting the attack on the Capitol building, which was literally the illegal crossing into federal property, which is what many people are being charged with, the president is giving a counter signal and saying that actually we're about people illegally entering federal property. It just is only where the citizens are at danger and not the government. We're also ending, I love that they call it the Muslim travel ban, which has been debunked many times. We know that the largest Muslim countries were not on this ban. These are countries prone to Muslim extremism and terrorism. You know, this has nothing to do with banning Muslims from entering the country. This is shows you how bad the propaganda got. Number three, we're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. In 30 days, it's going to go into effect, which essentially is a way that we can reduce our carbon emissions. And in a time where we are almost to the point of a new civil war, and people just, I believe, had like some sort of a failed attempt at taking back the country in some sort of a revolution. Also, we are going to bring the country together by destroying key industries in our nation. I mean, what are these people thinking, or are they? You know, I don't know, Savannah. We're going to keep going, but this is pretty bad already.
Definitely. And, you know, my dad is in the oil field, and I was talking to him because Biden was saying how in his first days of office, he wants to cancel the contract for the Keystone Pipeline. And I was talking to my dad and, you know, saying, you know, what are the real repercussions of canceling this? And he was saying hundreds of thousands of American and Canadian jobs gone. So I'm so glad that Joe Biden's coming in. He's destroying American jobs. He's giving, you know, citizenship to illegal immigrants in this country, bypassing all of the people who have been going through that long and tiresome process of trying to get into this country legally. I know you have personal experience with that, Elijah. So, this is the new America.
Welcome to it. And that's number four. We're going to end the Keystone XL pipeline and revoke oil and gas development at national wildlife monuments, including at Bears Ears, Grand Staircase, Escalante, National Monuments in Utah, and at the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monuments in New England. I wish we had a better graphic, but honestly, this was the best one I could find that didn't embellish things. So we're going to revoke that. Number five, we're going to count non-citizens in U.S. Census again. Yes! Yes! I was just like, done with my script.
It took us like an extra hour to actually record the show today because we had to get that script printed out.
I actually need this.
But the excitement of Joe Biden's inauguration just.
I was sitting and, you know, I was thinking, I have so many problems happening right now. And oh, I was like, gosh. Our country is at the verge of collapse. And then it was like, what could make the country better? And Joe Biden was like, count non-citizens in the U.S. Census. And I was like, God's real, guys. God's not dead. You know, you ever saw that movie and you start texting your friends, God's not dead. Now's the time. Text all your friends, God's not dead. We're recounting non-citizens in the U.S. Census again.
America is back. America is back.
America first. Yeah. Here we come. We're back, guys. America first, but non-citizens. All right. Now, in worse news, number six, we're going to rejoin the World Health Organization. Dr. Anthony Fauci will join a board meeting to deliver remarks on global health and the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization that lied to us and in some ways...
covered for China. Yeah. Literally covered for China. Do you remember the tweet by the World Health Organization that says there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID-19?
Yeah. And they said that, and they lied, and they had covered on China's deaths. China admitted later that the World Health Organization covered for them for the amount of people that died from COVID. And we're joining them again. And by the way, we pay majority of their budget and they screw us over. This is why I said why I like the fact that at least globalism is predictable. Because, you know, Savannah, it's like we knew they were going to do this. And while I'm, of course, one of the most darkly sarcastic people that I know, and since the pandemic, I know about three people, mm-hmm. you and my wife. It's like, you know, well, Madison is important too, always. But it's like, we knew this was going to happen. They literally don't care about our country. This is Obama 2.0. This is what Hillary Clinton was going to carry out. And now they're just going to undo Trump's legacy. And that's what these steps are about.
Exactly. And, you know, before we started recording, too, we were going through this list. And I'm sure we'll get there, too, to how Joe Biden is going to be rescinding the 1776 commission that Trump put in and enacted. And I went into the White House website to say, okay, well, what is the 1776 commission? Let me get some more information about it. Guess what? The page is already taken off the White House website. Yep. So you can't even find it.
Nope. Yeah, let me pull that up right here. Check this out. So the White House government site, this is a 1776 commission, by the way. If you don't know, it was supposed to be in conjunction with, I think it was the New York Times made the 1619 project, which was to create history in class that let people know that we were a country built upon hatred for people of darker complexions, that slavery was integral to the development of our nation, and that we can never move past it. It was meant to seed hatred for our nation. Now, this project that was supposed to come out from the White House, or was coming out, was simply built on teaching kids that America is built as an exceptional nation, and that slavery is not the only part of our past. In fact, that we are a beacon of light to people for freedom, and the abolishment of slavery was also key. As many other nations practice slavery, we were one of the first nations to outlaw it universally, and it was to help people love America, and that was the intention of it. But of course, the first thing that they do is to remove the project that was made to make people love America. And wow. Okay, let's get into this. We also have a TikTok style presidency. Number 7 is the 100 days masking challenge. A nationwide face mask and social distance mandate on federal buildings, lands, and by federal employees and contractors. It's the challenge of masks, which is why I just bought 4 mesh masks. They're called fake face masks. I don't make any money for them. If they want to sponsor the show, fake face masks, if you want to sponsor the show, I just bought 4 of them. I will promote you. We will sell millions of your face masks. They're just like holes, because I have to go into federal buildings regularly for my job, because I have a credential to go into them.
Well, I should thank God that he's enacting this 100-day mask challenge, because remember, it was only 15 days to slow the spread, and now we're almost a year into that. So let's just add 100 years.
I want 100 years.
Yeah, let's add 100 years instead of 100 days.
1 trillion. Let's do 1 trillion years to stop all viruses, and not even just stop the spread, but let's do a 1 trillion year plan to stop viruses and death in general.
Guys, hear us out. New plan. We put everyone in pods. No one ever socializes with anyone again. Open borders. You know, I really like this plan, Lunch. Yeah, exactly. You ripped your script because you're so excited about Joe Biden's plans for revitalizing America.
And I've been, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I did with my script. It's so bad.
So, yeah, the Joe Biden presidency has literally just
ruined my
script. Excited Elijah so much that our whole show is now derailed. Yeah, what are we even talking about?
And
what's going on?
Savannah, we actually have real content now. But okay, so let's get to the next part. So we have number 8, if you're following along here, is extended eviction and foreclosure moratoriums. So they're going to keep people from being evicted. Now, a lot of the times this sounds good because you're going, oh, well, we don't want people to get evicted because they were forced out of work. That's true. But what this is a government solution to a government-made problem, where they are being evicted because they lost their jobs due to forced government mandates and shutdowns. And then in order to fix the solution, they're punishing landlords who themselves rely on that income for their income, and they're not able to collect it. And this is creating a disaster. It's not only that, but it's shrinking housing prices and rent prices, devaluing people's home. We're losing a lot of value in our country. But let's go to 9. He's continuing the pause on student loan payments until September 30th. So, you know, I said I refinance my loans. I don't mind, because as much as I like to pause my student loans, it's the time that I just want to start paying them down. Guys, I have a lot of student loans left. I've paid off about $30,000 of my student loans in the last year and a half or two, and I still have about $93,000. So go to blazetv.com and get some merch. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, on the real though, that is going to help a lot of people right now, because student loans are out of control, and it's really intense. It's really insane. And also, let's go to 10, talking about America Last, which is insane. He's going to go ahead and defend Dreamers program for, I'm going to keep replacing undocumented with illegal young Americans. They're not Americans though. They're not Americans. That's the problem. They're not actually Americans. They're like DACA and they're not genuinely citizens. It doesn't mean they don't value as people, but it's like this wording is so manipulative. It's like undocumented young Americans. If they don't have citizenship, then they're not Americans. Why the hell does this journalist from Bo Erickson from CBS, this broadcasting network, this is that they get called real news when they don't even follow the legal language of the land? I mean, this is what pisses me off about, honestly, about alternative media like this being considered not reliable to these main big tech platforms, when the actual real establishment media not only intentionally lies, but they manipulate the masses through this false rhetoric and language, and they do it to continue to, it's gaslighting, number one, but they start to lay this framework to get people ready for what's about to happen. America is over as we know it, Savannah. It is gone. I mean, it is not ever going to be the same.
Exactly. And you and I were talking about this too, because a lot of conservatives are trying to take the very positive route of, oh, well, if we got through 8 years of Obama, we're going to be able to get through Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But I just want to highlight that under Obama, at least conservatives are still allowed to have their freedom of speech. But right now we are being censored on, mm-hmm. you know, big tech, social media. We're not allowed to have a voice. And I was really thinking about this topic of free speech as well, in the fact that we don't really have our freedom of speech anymore, because like you just said, they have been rephrasing our language. The dictionary is literally changing the definition of words. So our speech has been so manipulated and altered that I feel like we as citizens self-censor too, or we use the terminology of the left. So our speech is just, it's lost.
Yeah, and that's why we're gonna get to this in a second. Michelle Malkin, RSBN and Gateway pundit, censored by Twitter on Inauguration Eve. Michelle Malkin is an incredible commentator. She's a fighter for the America First ideology, which I ascribe to fully, that she's really, really been demonized by the right wing for aligning with people that they consider to be toxic. But apparently everybody's toxic today, which we're going to get into. All right-wing media, and nobody's safe. But before we jump into that, I want to let you know something. It's true. None of us are safe. And guys, I believe, and I want you to believe and understand, that we as a country are in a position to where at any moment violence can break out. But it's not just civil unrest. It's not just us being out in the countryside or being reporters that we're in danger. Already 50 people this year have died in car accidents on Texas roads. There are work accidents every single day, which is why I'm telling you that you need to buy one of these medical kits. It's called Bear Fact. It's a first aid design, and it's all American made. It comes from this company called Refuge Medical. If you go to refugemedical.com and you use my code offensive, you get 15% off whatever they have. Now I'll tell you this. Don't wait till it's too late. They have tourniquets. Do you know that it takes sometimes over 20 minutes? Actually, I think it's even 37 minutes in most states, but here it's a little faster, for EMS to come to treat any wounds or anything that's happening. And you can die within just a minute if you have blood loss or your family has blood loss. Guys, just like you need to pack up on food, just like you should have protection or you buy firearms, don't let your body go to waste by not having what you needed to treat trauma, stab wounds, cuts, any type of trauma. And I'll tell you this, these guys at Refuge Medical are so amazing. I always give them a little more time. They came down personally, drove from Oklahoma. They trained me and my team on how to treat wounds and stabbings and shots. They're training us on how to use guns. Their whole website is amazing. And this is the best first aid kit you can get. This is the Bear Fact. Get one for your car, for your office. Get one for your home. Go to refugemedical.com. Use the code offensive. Add this to your list of preparation for whatever's going to happen in the next few years. Do not wait. This is important that you buy one of these today. I have one. Savannah, you have one. This is amazing. Go there today. Okay, so let's look at the rest of what's going on here. So Michelle Malkin, RSBN Gateway pundit, were censored by Twitter on Inauguration Eve. Michelle Malkin of the Right Side Broadcasting Network, RSBN, and the Gateway Pundit have all been locked out of their Twitter accounts for 24 hours for violations of Twitter's civic integrity policy. This comes from Breitbart. Malkin posted a screenshot of Twitter's message informing her that her account had been locked on her Telegram channel. Twitter cited no reason for the lock in its communication to her. They just said, bye.
And like, too, before we move forward, I did want to talk about as well, and I wrote this out, what the civic integrity policy of Twitter is.
You tell me, enlighten me.
So apparently it is, you can't use Twitter services for the purpose of manipulating or interfering in elections or other civic processes. So apparently RSBN, Michelle Malkin, and Gateway Pundit have been suspended for 24 hours because of this civic integrity policy and for manipulating and interfering in elections.
And what did they do? They didn't state what they did.
Yeah, exactly. They never do.
It's like when they demonetized this whole channel on YouTube and got the letter, it was like, we saw that more than half of your videos are harmful or hateful. And then I said, which one? Name one. He said, more than half of your videos are harmful or hateful. And I go, which video? Like, we have hundreds of videos. We're on episode, what, 118 of this podcast?
Yeah.
Which one? And they're like, it's just half of them.
All of them.
And I go, give me a title, a timestamp. Let me know what's harmful because I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. My lawyers would like to know. And of course, it was like, sorry, we'll talk later. We'll lock you out. She said that Twitter doesn't want me expressing my opinions 24 hours before inauguration. No reason given. But of course, we know the reason. If you're on Twitter, spread the word, said Malkin. A Twitter spokeswoman told Breitbart News that both Malkin and RSBN's accounts had been temporarily locked for repeated violations of civic integrity. CNN, who is ironically probably one of the most largest violators of civic integrity, confirmed that the Gateway Pundit was also locked for allegedly violating this policy, which, by the way, they're celebrating as they're trying to get conservatives deplatformed in general. We know about that one. Let's talk about a few more of these. I want to go through the rest of these here. This is very important, guys. If you're like me, you're feeling good. This is a great day for America. Like Kamala said, we are united in spirit, which is the most tone deaf thing I've ever seen from a woman who's literally standing in front of many flags where people were supposed to be.
Did you
see that?
Yeah, I did see that. You know, we're seeing all of these calls for unity, and this is the one thing that I want to point out to every viewer today. Never, ever, ever forget that Joe Biden's entire campaign was run on the Charlottesville lie that Trump said that there was good people on both sides. So his entire campaign and presidency is based off of a lie. So the person calling for unity right now and the person calling for Americans to come together in peace and happiness, his entire presidency is based off of a lie, and his entire run was as well.
And I agree. I do. I think it was based off false pretense. And that's what we got to talk about is that's why, like, even the fact, too, that, you know, I don't think Biden's actually that extreme in his own ways. I think he's just trying to appease the left here. Mm-hmm. But I know that he, you know, ran on this idea that he was fighting a fascist, racist person, Donald Trump. And there's just no evidence of that. And everything's been debunked when people try to prove that. It's like, you know, who's being guarded by the actual military as he's sworn into office with nobody able to access or watch him?
The most popular president ever.
Most popular president, which I was going to say, here's a few more of them. Let's go through a few quickly here. Number 11, he's going to change Trump's arrest priorities for immigration and customs enforcement. So he's going to lower that down. I will say, though, I don't know. Do I have an article? Yes, I do. So this article here, Biden's DHS nominees, Department of Homeland Security, says he does not support abolishing ICE or the Border Patrol. Alejandro Mayorkas, President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, said during a Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday that he does not support abolishing immigration and customs enforcement. During his confirmation hearing before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Mayorkas was asked about his position on DHS. It was quoted saying, "Would you recommend that ICE be defunded?" asked Republican Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. No. So, well, at least there's some positivity, right? At least we're getting rid of the wall, but not the people who actually, or any, we're not going to be arresting people at a rate. But we'll also remember, too, that Obama was known as the deporter in chief, and he actually arrested the most amount of people in any president in history and deported them. But let's move on. Number 12, he's going to keep protections for a group of Liberians in the country. Okay. I thought it said librarians.
So did I. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, Liberia, like the country. I don't know what that means, but let's go on to number 13. He's going to restructure the federal government coordination to the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the main ways that he's going to change Trump's focus on treating the pandemic, guess what this is? Guess what it honestly is? By changing the name from Operation Warp Speed to something different. That's literally what the media ran with, was like, he's going to change and transform Trump's approach to the pandemic hiring Dr. Anthony Fauci, getting back involved in the World Health Organization, and then changing the name. Basically keeping it the same, putting it back, and rolling it back so it's less effective and is intertwined with China again, who lied to us. And also, he's going to change how we talk about it. And you're going, oh yeah, and also too, by the way, giving more vaccines to people on racial means to try to equal out the racial balance so that white people die and black people don't, because he believes that white lives are less valuable than black lives. And that's true, and that administration has already said that. Moving on to number 14. actions to advance racial equity through the federal government. So every federal agency to review equity in their program and actions, revoking Trump's harmful 1776 commission, which we said, and he's going to be bailing out and helping only black businesses. I mean, does this piss you off, the way that white people are treated in this country as second-class citizens? In this attempt for equality, there has essentially been no help for white people, no offers for white people in college. By the way, I might add that the majority of people in poverty in this country are white, Savannah. They actually are white. Mm-hmm. Almost half of the people in poverty in this country are white. And the fact that a poor white kid from, you know, let's just say in the middle of the country or on the outskirts of Los Angeles, I myself was one of them. I grew up extremely poor. I didn't really have much. My parents tried really hard. They did pull it together at some points. I remember there was times where people had to be buying us groceries, where we were getting donations. I remember, you know, just not having anything. And it was tough. Did I get any help for college? No. Did anybody make anything for me? No. Do I have any? I lived in a Mexican neighborhood. I had to learn Spanish just to communicate and get a job. I'm not even joking. It was not easy for a white person. I was subject to a lot of discrimination and violence. We lived next to some gang members. They didn't like us because we were Caucasian. I mean, I didn't experience the privilege. I've worked my butt off to get where I am. And this pandemic has, you know, and people and cancel culture have tried to destroy my show. And it makes me mad that Americans can't just get help, but you can only get help if you're a certain skin color. We are way past the point where we should have to be concerned about whether or not you can get help based off of the way that you were born. It should be that if people are going to get help from a government-made problem like the shutdowns, which destroyed people's lives, that you should be able to get relief regardless of how you look externally and the melanin concentration in your skin. Unfortunately for the Biden administration, racism is the way to heal and unify. And we are now in a position to where black people are going to get the priority. We have this, it's not reverse discrimination, it's just racism reimagined. It's like he should get a job as an Imagineer at Disneyland. This guy's creative. He basically just took the Democrats' old plan of white supremacy and then changed it with black people. And it's just as crappy, just as inefficient, and just as destructive to our country. And it's still back more than ever because the Democrats are in power and they've always kept this systemic racism as their main ploy in identity politics. And it's just, I mean, it's predictable. Like I said, I'm glad.
It's very frustrating. And I was thinking about this too. And under Joe Biden's administration, all we are is our race or our gender. That's it. That's what he has picked his administration based off of.
No, we're not merit, brown girl.
Not merit. It's just your race or your gender.
Brown girl.
And unfortunately, I know. Yeah, I know. Guys, actually, now that Joe Biden is president, I want you to know that I am the ruler of this entire show because, you know, I'm a woman, I'm brown, and that's how things in this country work now. Yeah. So I have more merit than Elijah.
You're
going
to go on the right
because of that.
Hey, traditionally, the host is on that side, but we put you there. And also, you don't look tan today because we have a cheap camera. You're on a GoPro today.
We whitewashed me today. So that way, you know, there could be a little bit more equality.
This is the budget, guys. I just want to remind you at this point, anyways, before we get to the last few of these, if you please listen to this podcast, make sure you subscribe here on YouTube. We're also on Rumble now. You can find us on Rumble. It's under Slightly Offensive. You can subscribe there at rumble.com. And please also consider leaving us a 5-star review on Spotify or on Apple iTunes, wherever you can, or Google Play. It helps us out a lot. We're trying to continue to grow there. It's very hard to remove people off the RSS feed. We're working to get our views up here on YouTube. I don't think that's happening anytime soon because they've labeled us a borderline channel, which means that they think that we tell too much truth with too bad of comedy, I think. It is probably my comedy. Some people have said I've gone from a C- to at least a C+ level of comedy. That's some growth.
Growth. That's what we love to see in 2021. Open borders, Elijah's comedy getting better.
Praise God.
World Health Organization ruling all of us again. You know, it's just, this is going to be such a healthy and bountiful year for America. And the next 4 years are just going to keep shooting on up. I can't wait.
I love it, guys. Let's go through the last of these as we wrap it up here. Best president in America. We're going to have 15 strengthened workplace discrimination protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Guys, you can call yourself whatever you want, but other people can't call you whatever they want. This is America where it's free for me, but not for thee. We're going to make sure that if you call yourself a Zizer, Zim, Zir, or Za, that you get recognized, which is why I want to announce to you guys soon, starting next episode, not only do we have Madison our disabled woman of color, but we have our first ever non-binary Barbie joining the set. It is crazy. It's bald. We don't know how it identifies. We're not sure what to call it, but we know that it's coming because holy crap, in 2021, we need nothing more than more confusion about things like, I don't know, our gender, which to me is the dumbest development in human race since we started, to where people are pretending that there is anything different than a man or a woman based off of pseudoscience and social scientists who they themselves are depressed and confused, drowning themselves in $6 wine, which is not a shameful thing to do. But of course, the sad part is as they lecture us about the future of America, they don't even know what they're going to call themselves tomorrow. I don't really trust a plan for this country over the next 4 years from people who can't even figure out what's dangling between their legs or not. This is the epitome of the downfall of society. This whole gender confusion stuff is not realistic. It's not real. It's not real, brown girl.
But luckily, Joe Biden has elected a transgender woman to be, what was it, the Assistant Secretary of Health for our country?
Oh, wait, I'm going to pull this up right now.
Don't forget that. That's very important because, again, we're really seeing these progressive tactics in the way that Joe Biden is picking members of his administration. And we should be very, very grateful for that, to be quite
honest.
Hold up.
Don't go to my screen yet because you're going to see. I need to get this up.
What are we about to see?
Okay, look right now. Come to my screen.
Okay, are you guys ready for this? Boom.
This is the Assistant Secretary of Health.
Elijah, she's so gorgeous that you're speechless. Is that what's happening right
Can
now?
Can I read to you this? There's this account. I am really love it. It's called, I know the person. It's called Hotties on the Left. And really beautiful descriptions of people that are radical leftists. And I really want to read this to you. This is beautiful. And it's made so they can't get deleted. And I think it's genius. On this glorious day, let us celebrate Uncle Joe Biden's pick for Assistant Health Secretary, assigned male at birth, but is now a beautiful woman and the perfect example of health mentally, physically, and emotionally. When Joe Biden said to build back better, this must be what he meant. It is stunning. And I will agree. That is a man at birth, assigned. Let's keep the words wording right here. They were assigned a male at birth. They are now a woman according to legal standards, and they're in charge of our health. It gives me hope because, guys, I have insecurities about, we talked about this, about my gland issues last episode, that my face gets puffy and everyone always thinks I'm obese. But you know what? From one, someone with gland issues, I think this is just simple obesity, personally. On this health secretary, would you agree?
I wanted to say too. It's not obesity. Even the issue. Well, the transgenderism in itself. I don't think if you can't figure
out
what
your gender
is,
put it on the screen.
Yeah, I don't think that if you don't know what your gender is, you should be leading health anything. But also, if you're an obese person, you know, again, health and obesity don't exactly coincide.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're obese and you're watching the show, I know that the going gets tough, and I'm not fat shaming people. I'm just saying that it's like if you want to, I don't know, if you're avidly against homosexuality, you probably wouldn't take over like LGBTQ, you know, like Center for the Arts. If you were a white person, you're probably not leading the NAACP. And if you are a mentally confused obese person, you probably shouldn't be lecturing people on mental or physical health. But that's just my opinion. Let's read the last two and we're going to close on these. He's freezing last-minute Trump administration regulatory actions, which sucks because Trump was about to reopen the borders to Europe, and my family was going to come. Sav, I miss my family so much. You guys don't know, my family lives all over the world, in Australia, in Germany, and I have such good family around the world, and I wanted them just to come live with me. I'm thinking about, I don't know, maybe starting a family this year and stuff, and I want my mother-in-law to come, but he's freezing that. Number 17, he's going to formulate executive branch ethics doctrine. President Biden wants every executive branch appointee to sign an ethics pledge, and the pledge commits federal employees to uphold the independence of the Department of Justice.
Uphold.
Which is fine. That's fine. In the end, we'll conclude with this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to let you know that we have the 46th president of the United States, Mr. Robinette. Mr. Robinette. Do you like the way that rolls off the tongue? Robinette.
Gosh.
Right, guys, I'm done. I'm literally, get that off there. Get that off. So,
Madison, was that a hate crime?
Look at Madison. Did
we all just
She's disabled now.
Okay. We're getting canceled after this episode.
Madison's disabled. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I like Madison. If you want to get your own Madison too, I'm reminding you, you can always send them to Blaze Studios. You can find the address online. You can send them. That's not where I am or where I will be, but I have a lockbox there, and you can always mail them to me, and I will sign them and send them back to you. If you ever want to send me anything, you send it to the Blaze Studios. And I want to let you know, you guys, as always, if you're with me on a serious note, we're going to keep producing this show as often as possible. We have more content in the works that's coming up. As soon as I can start traveling again, for sure, I will. I wasn't at the inauguration because, obviously, these times are sensitive. And as always, we are in an undisclosed location. But thank God as my witness that he is with me. I pray that you all have the strength of Jesus Christ in your life, that you turn to him. And as it's a hard time for myself, I've even had struggles recently spiritually, just remaining hopeful, not being black-pilled, and just struggling with the weight of my own, you know, failures and problems and just the pressures of the world. But, you know, there's not a better time than now to turn back to God. That's not why I'm wearing a Youth for Christ t-shirt. That's just because I support this organization and it happens to accidentally be what I'm wearing today. Youth for Christ is a great organization. But I want to let you know that the best thing we can do is turn to God. And if you don't believe in God, and you don't, then my prayer is that God would still protect you and strengthen you all in your families. Please turn to him. Let's all get rid of the vices and the problems in our life to the best of our abilities. And let's all unite together as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of the Best Worst Show here on Blaze TV, where I always tell you that we have HD graphics like this realistic confetti that actually falls down from big devices in the ceiling, and it's not digitally imprinted through hack licensing. Have a great rest of the week, guys. Please subscribe to blazetv.com/Elijah for our best deal ever, $30 off. Support free speech. This is a platform where we cannot be deplatformed, and Blaze is going to back us up for the next few years at least to come. We are standing by each other going ahead. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. From both Savannah and I, she can pop in for a second.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I'm signing out.